Good afternoon, everyone. I'm back with Peter Spencer from Betfred, who's going to talk us through the latest odds from Betfred. First of all, Peter, we've got Manchester City versus Lyon tomorrow night in the Champions League. Talk us through the odds for that game.
Well, it's looking increasingly like the City's name is on the biggest trophy. It'll be the first time in City's history that they've actually won the Champions League. They've come close in recent years since the investment from Abu Dhabi. Betfred have City 2-1 favourites to win the Champions League. PSG, other half of the draw, as I've referred to before, they're 5-2 to win the Champions League. Tonight we've got Bayern against Barcelona, and that will produce City's semi-final opponents. So if City can get past Lyon, they'll play either, they'll already know who they're going to play, Bayern or Barca. And what a semi-final that'll be. Should really be the final. But Bayern Munich are 3-1 with Betfred to be the outright winners. Barcelona 8-1. So looking at the game between City and Lyon in Lisbon, Sterling, who has come back really strongly after the resumption following lockdown, he's 3-1, the same as Jesus. De Bruyne 9-2. A lot of people think this is going to be a walkover for City, and we've been taking lots of bets with that in mind from Betfred, and it's 4-0 is a 10-1 shot. City 4, Lyon 0, that's 10-1 at Betfred.
Fantastic. So moving on to the next game after that on Sunday, Manchester United versus Sevilla. Obviously a massive game for Manchester United. They're hoping they can top the season off by winning the Europa League. I know they've been getting a lot of stick as well around the amount of penalties they've been earning this season, especially in the Premier League. Apparently they've got quite an interesting odds for Fernandes to score from the spot.
Yeah, well, you're right there. United have been getting a lot of stick. But not so long ago, it was the other way around with Manchester City and Francis Lee. And all our older listeners will know all about that. And so United are getting some stick. A lot of fans are getting on the case about Fernandes and the number of goals he scores from the spot, or the number of penalties United get. It's over 20, I know that. Anyway, Fernandes is amazingly the favourite to score the first goal because of that record he's got from the spot. United are 5-1 favourite with Betfred to open the scoring against Seville. He's also 5-1 to get a penalty converted at any time during the game as well. Martial, he's drifted out to 11-2. Rashford, he's having a dip in form. He's 6-1 to score the first goal. A lot of people are getting on United win, of course. They're now second favourites to win the Europa League. I'll come to that in a second. But United are 3-1 is the most popular scoreline bet at Betfred, and they're 20-1 to win 3-1. As I say, United are no longer favourites. That's Inter Milan, who've got various United connections there, Lukaku, Young, and also the Sanchez situation. They're 13-8 favourites to win the Europa League. Seville 3-1, and Shakhtar 9-1.
Okay, so moving on to the Betfred Super League. Obviously, there's been a bit of a readjustment in terms of where the fixtures will take place. Just talk us through sort of this Sunday's fixtures and what that's going to mean for the rest of the season.
Well, Hull FC had 6 positive cases of COVID, and they were playing against Salford last week. So Salford have been in, they stopped training there because all the players are in isolation. Same at Hull. But Betfred Super League, superb organisation that they are, have made sure that round 9, the majority of games go on with readjustments. So everything has now switched to St Helens away from Headingley for this round of fixtures. And first up is Wakefield against Catalans, then Huddersfield against Warrington. Warrington going to that as favourites, 4-9. Josh Charnley, the wingers, 9-1, as is the playmaker Blake Austin to score first. And then turning to Sunday, perhaps bigger games here, St Helens against Castleford. That's a rearranged fixture because Castleford were originally going to be playing against Hull FC, who I've just described, of all having to self-isolate.
Mm.
So it's St Helens against Castleford. Saints, absolute favourites for this game, because they humiliated Leeds last weekend. Regan Grace, the flying winger, he got a hat-trick of superb tries for St Helens last weekend, and he's 7-1 to score first, but 16-1 to get another hat-trick against Castleford. Following that excellent game in prospects, it's Wigan, the new leaders of Betfred Super League. They're taking on aforementioned Leeds. Zach Hardacre's 12-1 to score first. Wigan odds on to win that game.
Yeah, fantastic there. We spoke on Monday about a very lucky punter from Ireland, and obviously the money he won. Tell us about a very unlucky punter that was that you spoke to recently.
We were all primed at Betfred to pay out on this guy who had a £3 free bet, and he used it to predict the result of 14 football matches, all Europa League and Champions League fixtures. The 14th game was last night between Atletico and Leipzig. He went for Atletico. And of course it was Leipzig who progressed. He would have won £23,000, this fella in Scotland, so I did feel for him.
Definitely.
So it's just so sad that he should do that.
Yeah, definitely. I suppose that's how it is sometimes. So that's all from Peter Spencer. Thanks again for joining us, Peter, here at Quest Media Network. Just a reminder to all the listeners that Betfred stores are now back open with COVID safety measures in place, so you can go down and place your bets.